Excellencies, delegates. To begin with, we appreciate High Commissioner's reflections on the linkages between displacement and enjoyment of basic human rights in the context of commemorating 75th anniversary of Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Globally, the surge in the number of displaced people around the world has reached an unprecedented 110 million, out of which three-quarters refugees are hosted in low- and middle-income countries. Almost 40% of global refugees are hosted by three countries. Among them is Pakistan. Despite the economic and development downturn caused by the cascading effects of COVID-19 pandemic, protracted and new conflicts, and unrelenting onslaught of climate emergencies, Pakistan remains resolute in its support to Afghan refugees. In addition, as I speak, another earthquake of 6.3 magnitude has affected Afghanistan, and government of Pakistan has already dispatched relief items. For over four decades, Pakistan has been shouldering a disproportionate burden of international responsibility to protect Afghans. As mentioned by the High Commissioner during general debate, the Afghan refugee situation is one of the largest and longest displacement crises in recent history, fraught with recurring and cyclic arrivals of new refugees in neighboring countries. In Pakistan, millions of Afghans have continued to benefit from unhindered access to healthcare, education, livelihood opportunities, and the legal system. We have provided thousands of fully funded scholarships for refugees aspiring to pursue tertiary education in Pakistan. We are now working to expand the number of higher education scholarships, especially for girls and women in the fields of medicine, engineering, agriculture, and management. These interventions of Pakistan are in line with the multilateral framework of Solutions Strategy for Afghan Refugees, SSAR, and its three pillars. Chairperson, the catastrophic floods in 2022 affected 33 million people in Pakistan, with a third of the country submerged in water. Around 800,000 refugees were also affected. The post-disaster assessment has estimated total losses of $30 billion. We thank High Commissioner Filippo Grandi for immediately launching a supplementary appeal for additional UNHCR budgetary requirements in Pakistan. However, the scale of needs on the ground is overwhelming, while the materialization of allocated funds remains drastically low. After the transition in Afghanistan in August 2021, Pakistan has received an additional 700,000 arrivals from Afghanistan, which has compounded the government's challenges. Chairperson, allow me to say this frankly, that one of the serious issues of our times is the deficit in international solidarity with refugees and host communities. In the absence of adequate financing for host countries, expectations to respond to challenges of hosting, assisting, and protecting refugees on our own cannot be realistic. As we prepare for the second Global Refugee Forum, Pakistan calls upon the international community to step up and match Pakistan's decades-long contribution to refugee protection by sharing a burden and responsibility. Finally, we request UNHCR to adhere to universal language in its documents. Refugees from diverse cultures cannot be enticed in developing new identities that are not consistent with their values and culture. Finally, let me thank the contribution of Assistant High Commissioner for her humanitarian work and services. I thank you.
I thank the